his friends, this year should be a special schus. Rabbi Marani Marasi Sheyichyu, and the schus Maras Esther Basrib Shmuel Ule Nishmasa. And we're going to be learning a very fascinating sugya, the sugya of Haskaras Shame and Bracha Levatola, based on a Shtikl Torah written by the great Gaon Rav Shmuel Charkover, Rav Shmuel Vilensky, who was a Talmud of the Mir, later came to America and was the Rosh Hashiva of Yeshivas Beis HaTalmud, together with Blake Malin and others. And he wrote this in the Hatvuna Torah Journal in 1953 that came out in New York, and it was later published in his Sefer Ner Shmuel. Unfortunately, this Gaon is forgotten by many. Many people never heard of him. And we'd like to be mechaya him. Shusuf Sosuf Dovos Bekever. So to learn some of his Torah would be a schus for us, and hopefully a schus for him as well. Rambam, in the fourth perek of Hilchos Brachos, in Halacha Yud, writes, Notal ochel ubirei cholav enafal miyado, etc. Notal acher v'chozim v'rachol avav bishumos amin. Tzarech lomar brochen kvod machsol ambeta brocha rishonu k'dei shalo hatzi shem shamayim levatola. Somebody makes a brocha on something, and he can't eat it anymore, it falls from his hand, he takes something else to eat. So he makes a, he says Baruch Shein Kvod Machaso Olam Ve'ed, and he makes a new bracha on the second food that he took, and he makes a Baruch Shein Kvod Machaso Olam Ve'ed on the first bracha, in order that it shouldn't be Hotzel Hashem Shamayim Levatola. So you see here this inyan of saying Baruch Shein that we've all heard of, when you say a bracha that you shouldn't have said, say Baruch Shein Kvod Machuso Leolam Void. The Kesef Mishnah brings the Makor of the Rambam from Yerushalmi, Ubishem Arishonim, he brings the Das Yesh Omrim, that you have to say Baruch Shein Kvod Machuso Leolam Void, that you have to say Baruch Shein Kvod Machuso Leolam Void after you said Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. But if all you said was Baruch Atah Hashem, then you finish off Lamdeni Chukecha, in order that you should be reading a pasuk and you're not maskir Shem Shamayim Levatola. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha. So you say that pasuk and you're cool. The problem is if you continue to say Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, then you run into Baruch Levatola problems. So you have to say Baruch Shein Kvod Machuso Leolam Void Ad Kan. Divrei HaKesef Mishnah and the Torah Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Vav. He says, Siv Katan Vav, the halachas paskin like the Yesh Omrim, and we have to understand Shitas HaRambam, who's mashmit this din. He doesn't bring this Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha. Why not? The Re brings this in the name of the Yesh Omrim, the Rosh, but the Rambam doesn't bring it down. It's mashmit, there's a machlokes, because it's a Yesh Omrim, Yesh Omrim. Others hold no. And who are those others? Well, they include the Rambam. The Tzar Chiyun asks the great Gaon, Rav Shmuel Charkover, so you can tell all your friends, I learned the Torah from Rav Shmuel Charkover. Frek Rav Shmuel Charkover, what's the machlokes, what's the Sharish HaMachlokes, Rishonim, whether you can say Baruch Atah Hashem and finish it off, Lamdeni Chukecha. So it would appear as follows, that we find the machlokes between the Rambam and Tosfos, if there's an Isser Doraisa on a Bracha Levatola. Tosin Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Gimel writes that Bracha Levatola is only Dirabbanan, and that we darshan in Bracha Lamed Gimel Mishum Lo Sisa, it's only a Din Dirabbanan. But Midoraisa, there's no Isser to be Mazkir Shem Shamayim without a Bracha. And the Isser of Sting Mam Stam Mazkir Shem Shamayim, that midaraisa, the only iser is being maskir shem shamayim below bracha. If you say it in the context of a bracha, it's it's only the Rabbanan. And midaraisa, it's only usher. If you say it without a bracha, to be maskir shem shemayim without a bracha. And what's the isser? The isser is an isser asay. It's Hashem Elokecha tira, like we see in Tumura, daf dalit. So that is the shita of Tosfos. Bracha levatola is midrabanan, and being maskir shem shemayim levatola is an isser asay. However, shita sarambam, perek yud beis, milchus shavuos, is that when you say a bracha levatola, it's an isser daraisa. So he writes there in Halacha Tes, Hashem Askar, Hashem Pi Chaver L'Shav, Hashem Nishpa L'Fan of L'Sheker. O Shebirach Bracha Shein Etzirich Shov, Mishum Nosei Shem Hashem L'Shav, Kamo Shiyan Abiyochas Bracha, Eschayv L'Na Dosa. Halacha Yer Aleph, Lo Shvu L'Shav Bil Fadi Shasur, Hashem Fil Haskir Shem and Hashem Asam Yuchad L'Vatala Asur. Ma'alva Bishad Loi Nishba, Asher Ayakas of Mitzah, Be'or Meliyur Hashem Nechbar Uchal Yeratzur, Shlei Askir L'Vatala. So it's Mashma, we did Re'a Rambam, that on a bracha, you're over in the lab of Losisa Mamish. And on Askar Shem Shemayim Gereda, just being Maskir Shem Shemayim, it's just an Isser Asay. But a Baracha is much worse. That's why the Rambam writes in Halacha Tes, if you Birech Baracha Shein Etzricha, you're over Mishum Nosei Shem Hashem Lashav. And Chayev Linadoso, you have to excommunicate such a person. And then in Halacha Yir Aleph, he says, not only Shvu El Hashav, just to be mentioned, one of the Shemos HaMiyuchadim Levatol is Aser, even if you're not swearing, and the Pasuk says, L'yira Hashem HaNechbad. So you see that there's a lack of Yira in being Mazkir Shem Shemayim. It's an Isser Asay. You have to fear, and it's a lack of fear. So Baruch Levatol is an Isser Bifnei Atzma, and it's worse, according to the Rambam, than saying Shem Shemayim Levatola, because saying Shem Shemayim Levatola is an Isser Asay, and saying Baruch Levatola is a Los Asay, Los Isa. Shkach Shitas HaRambam. So with this, we can possibly understand the earlier Machlokas, because the Rambam's L'shitaso, that a Baruch Levatola has a Din Bifnei Atzmo. The Rambam l'shitaso sheyesh al bracha levatala din bifnei atzmo, that it's aser, so it's not shaykh at all to be mesayim with a pasuk, because with that you're not going to fix the bracha levatala. Because even on a pasuk itself would appear l'shitaso Rambam if you say it b'tor bracha. You're going to be over on an itzer bracha levatala if you're not mechuyev. And once you start bracha to Hashem as a bracha, Lamdeni Chukecha is not going to help you, because a pasuk itself, you're not allowed to say, is a bracha. So that itself would be considered a bracha levatala. And that's why the Rambam was mashmit this din of siyum pasuk. Because according to the Rambam, it's not going to help you. And even though you said the Gemara l'shem pasuk greida, nevertheless, the din bracha was already chal. And this is a bracha levatala. And this is an isser daraisa. Because on a daraisa level, anyway, nusach habrachas aren't daraisa. So you can't say that the only time you're over in a bracha levatala is when you say a bracha that Chazal were metaken shalol litzarech, and this isn't a bracha Chazal were metaken. There was no bracha to Hashem l'mdeni chukecha. But no, because you don't have to say a bracha that Chachamim were metaken. The etzem shem iser is that you're saying a shame with a bracha levatala. And even a pasuk, if you said it b'tor bracha, and you want to finish it off now as a pasuk, it's no good. So that's why the Rambam omits this din of saying lamdeni chukecha. The Rambam says you can say baruch shein kvod machusel olam v'ed, but not lamdeni chukecha. So why, according to the Rambam, is Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Al Olam Void work? The Rambam holds that Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Al Olam Void is effective because it doesn't mean that you weren't Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatel at all. This is just the Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Al Olam Void is just a tikkun on the Maisa Otzas Shem Levatela. Since afterwards you blessed Hashem, you said, Baruch blessed is the name of His glorious kingdom forever and ever. That's a tikkun on the mitzvah of Otzah Hashem Shemayim Levatel. It's not that it wasn't Otzah Hashem Shemayim Levatel, it was. And this is the tikkun. So, you said it after the entire bracha. So how are you uprooting the bracha Levatel? And you don't have to say it even toch kedei dibur, it's mashma in the Rambam. First you took the other fruit and you made a bracha on it, then you said Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Al Olam Void. So the answer is that afterwards you're Meshabeach Hashem, so it was Levatala, and now you're Metakin Levatala. And that's effective both for the bracha and for the Yisr of Lo Sisa, even though he was already over an Yisr Gomer of Bracha Levatala. When Yerushalmi was Mechadesh, that now he could be Meshabeach Hashem and make a tikkun. But it wasn't Mevatel Levatel, that it wasn't Levatel in the first place. But Siyum HaPasuk, that's uprooting the Chefetz of Batala, because now the whole Bracha is becoming a Pasuk, and that you can't do. Once you make a Bracha, once it's a Bracha, it can't turn into a Pasuk. Can't uproot the Levatala. By the Baruch Shem, you're not uprooting the Levatala. You're fixing it afterwards. Here you want to uproot the Levatala, that doesn't work. It's no fixing and it doesn't work to say Lamdeini Chukecha, because he said it originally as a bracha. In the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Vav, he says, on Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Al Olam Void, he writes, you have to say Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Al Olam Void, Al Shotzi Shem Shemayim Levatala. So it's a din to say this afterwards, because he was Maskir Shem Shemayim Levatala. And then on Amiras Baruch Ata Hashem, he writes, Yisayim V'yomar L'deinu Chukecha She'enir Kari B'Pasuk V'en Kam Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatala. So the Shulchan Aruch is medactic. And he writes, Alashon of V'en Kam Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatala. Because according to the Shulchan Aruch, those who hold that way, it's an akira of the bracha levatala. You're uprooting the bracha levatala when you say lamdeinu chukecha, but the Rambam doesn't hold that's possible. Once you said it as a bracha, you said it as a bracha, and that's it. It's too late. And baruch shem kavod machus al olam void, that's just a tikkun afterwards, but it's not uprooting the levatala, that it isn't levatala in the first place. So that's all the Shitas HaRambam. That Bracha Levatala has a special din, has a special status, and it's a Doraisa. But the Svar of the Yesh Omrim that holds that you do say Lamdeinu Chukecha, maybe they're holding the Shitas HaTosfos, that there's no specific din of Bracha Levatala. It's just an Isser Derabanan, and the Isser Derabanan is also Mishum Askara Shem Shemayim Greida. And when the Gemara darshins Lo Sisa, it's just an Asmachta Be'alma. Like the Rush writes in the first parak of Kedushin, Simin Memtes. And therefore they hold that you can finish with a Pasuk. So there's no Cheftz of Bracha Levatala Medaraisa. The only problem with the Bracha Levatala is that you're saying Shem Shemayim Levatala. And that's an Isser Rabbanan. And Lo Sisa is an Asmachta. So you can fix it with a pasuk and be oker the levatala. There's no chefza of bracha levatala according to the Yesh Omrim. So if a person makes a bracha levatala, all he's over on is the derabanan of Lo Sisa, just an asmachta. So since there's no chevtze bracha levatala, he just shouldn't be saying Shem Shemayim even in the context of a bracha, if the bracha is not necessary. So that he can fix with Baruch Shem Kvar Machus HaLeolam Void. But apparently you can ask Akasha, because Tosin Maseches Brachos and Aflamites brings the Yerushalmi that on Bracha Lebatala you say Baruch Shem Kvar Machus HaLeolam Void, and they don't bring the din to be Messiah B'Pasuk. But we have Maseches Tosin Maseches Rosh Hashanah that holds that midarais there is no din of bracha levatala. So our whole fort in the Rambam was that since there's no chefta midarais of a bracha levatala, our whole fort in the Rambam was is that since there is a chefta midarais of a bracha levatala, it's not going to help to finish it off with a pasuk. But according to Tosin Rosh Hashanah, that it's only Durabban, there is no Chefta Bracha Levatala. The problem is just that you mentioned that you were masking your Shem Shemaim Levatala. So finishing off with a Pasuk will be fine. But according to the Rambam, that there's a Chefta Bracha Levatala Medarai, so you can't finish off with a Pasuk because you already did your Bracha Levatala, it's too late. But now we see that Tosis in Brachas says that in a Bracha Levatala, you say Baruch Shem Kvar Machus HaLeolam Void, but they don't say you can finish with a pasuk. Why not? L'shitasam and Rosh Hashanah. Okay, you can have different Tosfos and argue with each other, but it's better that they remain friends. According to Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah, Bracha Levatala is only Dirabanan. There is no Chefetz of Bracha Levatala. So why can't you finish off with a pasuk? Why does Tosfos and Bracha say that, not mention you can finish off with a pasuk? So we can say that Tosfos holds that there's an Isser Dirabanan of Lo Sisa, as they learn in Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Lamed Gimel, Mashma there, it's Dirabanan. So if somebody says a Bracha Levatala, there is a special Isser. There is a Chefza, the Chefza Dirabanan of a Bracha Levatala. And it's not going to be uprooted by finishing off with a Pasuk. In other words, just like we explained the Rambam. On the Doraisa level, we can explain the Rabbanan at the Rabbanan level. Rambam's on a Doraisa level is a Chefza Bracha Levatala. Finishing off with a Pasuk is not going to help, it's too late, you already said your Bracha Levatala. And according to Tosfos, there's a chefetz de rabbanan a bracha levatala, and finishing with a pasuk is not going to help because you already said your bracha levatala. And those who hold the Eish Omrim that you can finish with a pasuk, maybe they hold that the rabbis weren't mechadesh at all in this bracha levatala, and the pasuk of Lo Sisa is just an asmachta. And the Yisr is only because of Askaras Hashem. And if the whole Yisr is Askaras Hashem, then finishing off with a Pasuk would be effective. So, there's a lot more to say, sweet friends. And Mirtz Hashem, if you stay tuned, I'm hoping that we'll be able to continue. We have a Noda Behuda to discuss, and more interesting in Yanim. So please stay tuned, and we see continuing the flows. Mitaras Hashem Yisbarach. Shalom, shalom.